Bernie Sanders to join Rashida Tlaib for tour of Michigan District. By Hannah Blow on October 16, 2019. Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, will join Representative Rashida Tlaib, DME, for a tour of the Michigan Lawmakers District, the presidential hopeful announced on Wednesday. The news follows reports of coming endorsements from three of the squad members Tlaib, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, and Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN. There are few better examples of what unfettered corporate greed is doing to working people than what's going on in Michigan, Sanders said in a statement. He continued, I look forward to spending the day with Rashida, hearing directly from people in her district because their concerns speak to the broader needs of the working class around the country, especially affordable housing and guaranteeing quality education and health care for all. Sanders' announcement comes on the heels of Omar's formal endorsement. And we know in order to take on Trump, we're going to need a unifier, someone who understands what the fight looks like and someone who is ready to defeat him, Omar said in a video endorsement posted to Twitter. I was one of the people inspired by the movement that the senator has built. There was an America that I dreamed about. There is an America that most people believe in, she said, adding that is just an ideal and not reality yet. This is not just the fight for our lives. This is the fight for our democracy. This is the fight for a better future. One we can all be proud of, she continued. Sanders, who teased a potential Ocasio-Cortez endorsement during the presidential debate, essentially confirmed it is on its way, announcing the socialist lawmaker as the special guest of his rally in Queens this weekend. Sanders' appearance with Tlaib, who is also rumored to endorse the socialist presidential hopeful, is significant given Michigan's status as a swing state and previously held Democrat stronghold until Trump's defeat of Hillary Clinton in 2016. He secured the state with 47.3% to Clinton's 47%.